Welcome to the Bet Slip on this bank holiday Monday. You're all excited, a day off work. See the another Spurs tune I dug out. You weren't expecting that one. I am like Alan Fluff Freeman said here, and I've got a whole week of them. I did Mark an email from FTS member Mark, did make me laugh. He said, I love the podcast, but the annoyance factor of Tottenham Liverpool fans is narrowing with each and every podcast. Mark, you know you love it. We've lost a listener. I'm in mourning. Paul is never listening again. He's doubled down to me on his original email. Sent me a further torrent of nonsense yesterday, and he's not going to listen anymore. I'm all emotional. Sorry to lose you, Paul. What we got today? What have we got today, ladies and gentlemen? We have got the Championship playoff first. Yesterday, hopefully, I mean, I don't know what, fair play to Charlton, but what was that first goal all about yesterday? What was he doing there? That was some clanger, that one. But hopefully, if Sunderland scored or Charlton scored that goal for Sunderland, you were able to remove your liability on Sunderland. And obviously, the over 2.5 came in with the last kick of the game. But I expect people have traded by then. I'm going much the same again today. I fancy Aston Villa today. I've got them slightly shorter than they are. I've got them just a shade of odds on, and they are 2.08. Always difficult when you're trying to factor in a neutral venue. But yes, I would be backing Villa with a view to removing any liability if they take the lead, and I do fancy the over 2.5 goals in this. I did have it. I have actually had this on my 2.5 model. Let me just call that up for you, he says. The 27th for the Villa game. Yeah, I had this about 1.85, and it is Villa Derby. It is 2.16. So you can use that on the 2.5 model. I've also got on that model, I'll give you another one. Orebro versus Sirius in Sweden, but I would let that kick off first and sort of enter it after 10 minutes, that one, just because it is odds on to start off with. I'll just check the price that we've got now. It is over 2.5, years, 1.75. So what I would do with that is let it get up to even money, and if there's no goal by then I'd enter. If a goal goes in, just leave the game. So that's Orebro Sirius in that, and we have got Villa Derby there. There's nothing else, and there's no seminar sheet for the seminar attendees today. Ultimate RB, we've got one game in Segunda that just runs on that system, so I need the results for that tonight. Then I'll close Ultimate off for the 2018-19 season, and I'll do a sort of rundown of the results later this week before I go to Madrid. Anyone? I'll tell you, I'm going to Madrid. And Zed Tips, son, if you're listening, what's going on with the people who follow you with them polls you've got on your flipping Twitter? Who's going to win the Europa League? And you've got about 55-56% saying Arsenal. Chelsea are winning the Europa League, people. Chelsea are winning it. Chelsea fans, start celebrating now. Yeah, the Villa one you've got right. I think more people went with Villa. And then you've got your Champions League. Who do people hope win? I mean, I think you've been voting on that yourself. Because if more people hope Liverpool win, the country's in a bigger mess than I thought it was. I mean, this is up there with all these people voting yesterday. We need to have a serious conversation, Zed. We need to have a conversation, son. Sort that out. Right. See how I like talk? I use it to talk to people. This is what the pod is. See, sat in my office on my own, going balmy. And I just use it to talk to you. Right, horses. We've got a horse trade today. Kevin Nye went on and went, didn't he, yesterday? Just getting off track on the golf. Hope some of you made money there. I've got a horse trade that I now can't find, but I will. Give me a second. It is in the 145 at Leicester. I will get you an accurate price as of now. 145 at Leicester, Kodiak Harbour. It is 6.2 to currently to back, 6.4 to lay. Backing that with a view to laying in running, so backing it just before the off with a view to laying in running. I think this should shorten up 25-30%. Obviously, it doesn't always happen, but that is one that I quite like the look of today. Kodiak Harbour in the 145 at Leicester is your shout there. And then we have got, let me see, have we got any pod place horses? Just got to open the sheet up, so give me a second. Good at this, and I see how prepared I am. This is how the BBC studios operate when they're doing the old Peter Crouch podcast and all that. It's just all flight of hand. Right, we need that there. See, you get to live it with me as I do all the research for you. Try and make you guys a few knicker. Right, we have got two, by the looks of it, today. We have two pod place horses. 410 at Redcar. Epaulement, E-P-A-U-L-E-M-E-N-T. Don't know how you do that, but it is Epaulement. And then a big price number in the, let me just check that price and check I've got that right. Windsor in the 525. 525 at Windsor. Max Guevara, ridden by Finlay Marsh, is currently 30. So in the place market, that's going to be a decent price. Yeah, 7.4 in the place. Let's hope Finlay gives Max a decent ride. So Epaulement in the 410 at Redcar and Max Guevara in the 525 at Windsor. They are your two pod place horses for today. Let's hope that they continue from where they left off on Saturday and pick up a bit. Right, I don't think I've got anything else. Now, obviously, we're getting to the quiet time in football, so I've done the horse trade, I've done the two pod horses, I've played you a bit of Spurs song. It's a lovely day, and again, another beautiful day, sun shining. Enjoy your bank holidays, enjoy the Championship playoff. I do think Villa will prevail, I just think they're the better side. I do think players like Grealish make a difference in games like this. So we could see Villa back in the Premier League and not Fat Frank. Right, mind you, he might come back with Chelsea, see, he might do. Right, have a lovely, Monday? Have a lovely Monday, and I'll be back tomorrow with some more Pick of the Pops, Tottenham Hotspur style.